It was on the Thursday afternoon, August the 10th, 2017, to be specific. Rulani Mokoena was announced as the official Orlando Pirates assistant coach. He crossed the floors from Mamelodi Sundowns to join his spiritual team, the team of his forefathers, Jomo Sono, amongst others, and his father as well, who had an affiliation with Orlando Pirates. He moved then from Sundowns to Orlando Pirates, and since then, Mamelodi Sundowns have played 11 matches, lost 6, and won 5 of those matches. It is on the backdrop of that that we asked, has the move from Mamelodi Sundowns to Orlando Pirates affected Sundowns in any way, shape or form, particularly the recent slump that has been experienced by Mamelodi Sundowns in recent times? Hello and welcome to Sokola Duma. This is the weekend special show brought to you by Venthook. I am Nkululeko Nkeu, and in this show we'll speak to Nathan Polser about the preview of the Telkom knockout fixtures, and including this question. This question, of course, was our talking point, which we posed to you on Facebook and on the voice notes, which we'll play throughout the show.
Join the search for SA's best shisanyama with Venthook Beer and Chef Baby. Nominate your favorite shisanyama and tell us why you love them. To nominate, dial *120*4321# enter your region, and then your favorite shisanyama. To stand a chance to win instant prizes or tickets to the main event, buy any Venthook Beer and enter your underliner code and you could win. Venthook Beer, 100% pure taste, 100% pure enjoyment. Drink responsibly, not for sale to persons under the age of 18. T's and C's apply.
The question was specific, is Rulani Mokoena's departure to Pirates part of the reason behind Sundown's slump? There were a lot of views, of course, looking at some of those. I'll quickly take a look now. Sihle Kunene said Mokoena was the brains behind Sundowns, and hence now they are having this slump in form. And Olue to Taylor Majua, he said, no, I saw my team struggling towards the end of last season, and Mokoena was there. There were a lot of these kind of comments. Of course, we'll read them, and then we'll play those voice notes that you've sent to us. But before then, before any further ado, let's take a look at the news that were making headlines throughout the week. The South African Football Association has officially issued a statement on the recent rape allegations against its president, Denny Jordan. As reported last month in October, a former member of South Africa's parliament, Jennifer Ferguson, accused the high-ranking official of allegedly raping her in the 1990s. At the time, Sokola Duma withheld the names. However, SAFA President Jordan has since broken his silence on the matter. Part of the statement read as follows. Ms. Ferguson has alleged that Dr. Denny Jordan raped her 24 years ago. Dr. Denny Jordan denies the rape allegations by Ms. Ferguson. We have accordingly, as his attorneys, advised Dr. Jordan that he must not participate in a public discourse of allegations made by Ms. Ferguson against him. From a legal point of view, serious allegations of this kind made by Ms. Ferguson can only be ventilated in a court of law where all rights of parties are protected. Moving right along then, according to reports coming out of Africa, Luke Mil and Gordon Eggerson are believed to be in the running for the head coaching role at the Ugandan national team. Free State Stars appointed Mil at the helm of the team in August this year, whilst Eggerson joined up with Santos FC as one of their partners at the club. However, the duo is wanted elsewhere. The Daily Monitor reported that both Mil and Eggerson are in the running for the role of head coach at the Ugandan national team, which was left vacant by the current Orlando Pirates mentor, Milutin Michos Radojevic. And lastly, one of the teams challenging for promotion from the National First Division to the PSL has parted ways with his head coach, Petros Chauke, who has been the head coach of Mbombela United, has become the latest coaching casualty in Mzansi's second tier following his axing on Wednesday. The decision to relieve the coach of his duties has come as a surprise, as Mbombela are currently positioned fourth on the NFD log. And now for more of your voice notes.
Rulani did have an effect on Sundowns for leaving to Pirates. As you can see, Pirates has started dominating some games and has changed its structure game plan. So, if you ask me, did Rulani have an influence on Sundowns? Yes, he did. But now, let's see if Mangoma can break them.
No. He's Manyisa's bad luck. He moved from Pirates to Sundowns. And Pirates becoming better, and Sundowns becoming worse.
Well, we all know that there's no cup competition without any upsets, and one of the upsets was Mamelodi Sundowns being dumped out of the tournament by Chippa United, courtesy of a single goal by an inspired substitution made by Teboho Moloi, the coach of Chippa United, scored by a former Mamelodi Sundowns player, of course, Samuel Julius, who's gone on to score two more goals in the league after that game midweek. Now, let's take a look at the fixtures on Saturday. There are three fixtures. Starting off for the Saturday fixtures will be Platinum Stars hosting Bloemfontein Celtic in good form under Roger de Sar. Platinum Stars moving on, advancing to the quarterfinals of this competition and also getting a win, courtesy of a goal by Vuyomere against Ajax Cape Town. They're hosting Bloemfontein Celtic. Orlando Pirates are hosting Polokwane City. Pirates coming on the back of a loss against Mamelodi Sundowns, hosting Polokwane City, who drew with Kaizer Chiefs midweek. Bidvest it's very interesting. They're not doing well in the league, and they're number 15th at the moment as it stands in the league. They will be hosting Baroka FC, who currently are number 1. Remember that Bidvest are the reigning champions of the Absa Premiership, hosting the team that is currently leading the Absa Premiership. That's the last game on Saturday. Both games, Orlando Pirates, Polokwane City, Bidvest, Baroka FC, being played at 8:15 p.m. And Chippa United on Sunday are hosting Kaizer Chiefs. It's going to be a big one, as we all know that the Eastern Cape is a stronghold for Amakhosi. Taking a look now at the top 5 in the log in the Absa Premiership, Baroka FC currently lead after 10 games, 17 points. Golden Arrows after 10 games, 15 points. Cape Town City and Bloemfontein Celtic are occupying 3rd and 4th spots after 9 games. They are both having 15 points, with Kaizer Chiefs finishing off the top 5 after 10 games. They have 14 points. Tied with Chippa United, tied with Orlando Pirates. And the last team on the log is Platinum Stars, in their ascendancy somewhat, because they managed to get their first PSL win this season, and Bidvest being number 15 there. Let's listen to your opinions and your views. Of course, we will be previewing those fixtures with none other than legendary Ajax Cape Town striker, who retired at the end of the last season, Nathan Paul. So he'll tell us who he thinks is going to go through to the semi-finals of the Telkom Knockout. For now, your views.
Yeah, indeed. Uhambo ka Rolani no uhambo ka Nqonqwa Mnqithi buyibekele ingcindezi Sundowns ngeze phinde besawina games. Today Pirates iyazibuyisela. Bye.
Kusebenza ngakhumalo okhulumayo engudwini. Yebo, nami ngizophawula ngo Rolani Mgwena. Engakusho nje, ngiqale ngazise bonke abalandeli. Ngingasho ukuthi mina ngisesayidini le Orlando Pirates, ngisupporte elikhulu le Orlando Pirates. But-ke sengingayi ngokusupporta, sengiya ngokamaqiniso. Into nje mina engingayisho ngathi uRolani Mgwena is assistant coach eliselincane elinamathuba and futhi elinama-idea. Singathatha nje ukubheka i-Orlando Pirates from last year. I-Orlando Pirates beyi-team ibine-form ephansi kabi, ubungazuyifanisa ukuthi idlala ku-ABC Motsepe League. But ukufika okukaRolani Mgwena kuye kwajika i-Orlando Pirates. Then kuyijika impela nje i-Orlando Pirates, khokho sesiyaqala siyayibona iyadlala kwi-league. Iyabanga nje lapha ku-top 4. And futhi engithanda ukwazisa khona mlaleli, ngoRolani Mgwena i-assistant coach obekule Mamelodi Sundowns from last year. And futhi Sundowns besiyibona yonke le minyaka esaphethe ku-Sundowns uRolani Mgwena i-assistant coach. Ukuthi Sundowns ibiperforma kahle, abadlali behlangene, i-combination kuhanjwa kuyiwa phambili. But ukushiya kwakhe kuye kwaluka lethu season Mamelodi Sundowns, ngoba nje sesiyibona isiqala ishiya i-CAF Champions League and also Telkom Knockout nayo-ke M108. But-ke umthatha futhi ubhubheki Sundowns ukuthi ilimaze kanjani ukuhamba kwaRolani Mgwena. Sesiyaqala siyayibona iyakwazi nje ukushayeka. Into futhi nje mina engithanda ukuyisho ukuthi njengoba nje namhlanje lidlala i-Orlando Pirates kanye ne-Mamelodi Sundowns, ngingasho ngathi igame yamagqubu lena, ngoba u-Opamba Ismanyisa washiya i-Orlando Pirates and also when Sunderland ushiya i-Mamelodi Sundowns, labo badlali babufuna nje ukuperforma with the higher levels.
Nominate your favorite Shisanyama and Ventwork beers. Search for SA's best Shisanyama by dialing *120 *4321 # then enter your region and nominee. You can also win instant prizes or tickets to the main event by simply buying any Ventwork beer and dialing *120 *4321 # Enjoy responsibly, not for sales to persons under the age of 18. And last week we spoke to Chef Benny about tips for the best braai. He talked to us about the fire. We continue our conversation now about the best way to maintain a fire.
Once you've already started cooking, and you know you sometimes get drippings of oil into the fire, and then that would then cause flames to go up, you know. So what I would advise to have handy on the side is a bottle or sweet bottle of water where you can douse the fire, you know, just to bring the flames down. You only want the heat, you don't want the flames. So just have something, some form of liquid on the side, but preferably water. And don't spray onto the meat, because then you're taking off all the flavor and then into the fire. Just spray into the fire, not on the meat.
We're now joined on the line by former Ajax striker, is the all-time goal scorer of Ajax. He also has a few Bafana Bafana caps. That's neither here nor there, though. We want to prick him about the Telkom knockout fixtures. We want to see whether or not he does have a, what do you call it, a magic glass ball or a crystal ball to see into the future. We'll talk to him about which teams he thinks are going to advance, and of course we'll ask him about the talking point. All right, Nathan, thank you very much for joining us on the Sokala Duma Weekend Special Preview Show. How's it going, sir?
No, it's going well. Thanks, my man. Just enjoying life as a retired ball player and a pundit, you know.
Yeah, life must be easy for you. I mean, you're getting paid for not doing anything.
Yeah, no. I mean, enjoying it, you know. Seeing this game from a different view with all the insight that I have has been a nice change, you know. I'm actually enjoying this you know, time off from the game, or not in a playing capacity. So yeah, it's been good.
Alright, one of the talking points that we've posed to our fans online, and there's voice notes as well from them, was before we actually get your predictions on the Telkom knockout quarterfinals, was the impact of Mamelodi Sundowns. Mamelodi Sundowns at the beginning of this season, on the 10th of August, Pirates announced that they've now lured Rulani Mokoena, who was an assistant to Mamelodi Sundowns. He helped them win the CAF Champions League, the league, and a lot of trophies. He's now gone to Orlando Pirates. So we asked the fans whether or not the slump in form can be attributed to him moving to Orlando Pirates. What are your thoughts as a former professional on that? Have you been able to see any differences in Mamelodi Sundowns' style of play? Do you think there's a major impact in him moving to Pirates?
Yeah, no, look, I mean, obviously they've gone through a bit of a slump, but I mean, then they went on to beat
the same Orlando Pirates, yeah.
You know, 3-1, you know. So if he's had an impact in that slump, no, I don't think so. I think we was can attribute a few things, you know, other than him having left, you know, perhaps a schedule, perhaps, you know, teams have now found him out, you know, because after being crowned African champs, everybody's attention has been on them. So they have been analyzed, you know. So you know, his departure, you know, I wouldn't say has been the main reasoning, you know, for the slump.
That's very interesting. It's very interesting because a lot of people in the industry, in the football family, have attributed it to that. And it's quite interesting your different take on it. And it's very valuable that you have a different take because you're a former player yourself. All right, moving right along then to the Telkom knockout. What have you made of the first round? Sundowns out, knocked out by Chippa United. SuperSport knocked out by Bloemfontein Celtic on penalties. Let's take a look at looking forward now. Platinum Stars are playing Bloemfontein Celtic, the first game on Saturday. Platinum Stars in the ascendancy a little bit under Roger Dessau. What do you think will take that? How do you see that one panning out?
Look, I mean, Platinum Stars is playing home, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So look, I mean, as you said, they on a bit of a high on the ascendancy. They were just beaten Ajax as well in the Russian league, you know. But the cup, you know, gives every team an opportunity to, you know, boost their also confidence, you know, and just enjoy the occasion. So, you know, seeing that they, you know, on a bit of a run of a good form, you know, I will say they will edge this one over a Bloem who also hasn't been doing too badly, you know, of a late, you know. So it's going to be a tight game, but I give it to Platinum Stars and my former coach, Roger.
All right, and then Orlando Pirates are playing Bulawayo City. Last game was a few weeks ago. Orlando Pirates coming back from last minute to draw the match, courtesy of a last goal by Gabuza, last minute goal by Thamsanqa Gabuza. It ended up 2-2. Orlando Pirates hosting Bulawayo City now. How do you see that one going?
No, I think it's a must-win for Orlando Pirates. You know, they were playing at home. Also, having come off the humbling 3-1 defeat, you know, they will be encouraged and angry, you know. So they have to bounce back, you know, and just appease their supporters and everyone else. So yeah. Orlando Pirates.
All right, and then Bidvest at the same time on Saturday at 8:15 PM. Bidvest are hosting Baroka FC. Baroka number one in the log. Bidvest yes. Number 15, former champions. Ooh. Just lost to Chippa United in the midweek.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. I wouldn't want to be you predicting this one.
No, look. First of all, we're not sure which Vitsum side is going to come out, you know, because we never know what Auntie is going to do, you know. And even though they've had to start to this camp, they still have quality. But in saying that, you know, their opponents, you know, have doing amazingly well, so very high on Washington confidence, you know. So it's going to be a tight one. And dare I say, Coach Tobe Jani, you know, he's gonna be a bold in his assessment and say he's gonna go out there and give them four. So man, look, I mean, I'm gonna put my head on the block here and I'm gonna go with Baroka, the high flying Baroka.
All right, that's quite brave, but yeah, it makes sense. I mean, on and off, Bidvest, sometimes they win, sometimes they draw, sometimes they lose. Baroka are doing well so far. And then the last one on Sunday, Kaizer Chiefs are traveling to their stronghold in terms of fan base, the Eastern Cape, to Chippa United. Chippa United defeat Sundowns 1-0, knock them out of the Telkom knockout, defeat Bidvest 2-0, adding further misery to their league form. So they are doing well. Kaizer Chiefs have just drawn against Bulawayo City, beat Sundowns, drawn against Pirates. So they are on and off, beat Amazulu Trino recently. I also don't want to be with you in this prediction of this game.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, I think even though Chiefs has a fan base all over South Africa, I think the Chippa has made that East sort of London home like a stronghold. Especially this last in the three games, you know. So it's going to be a tough one, you know. Chippa come from a very good win away from home, you know, against Wits, you know. So look, both teams are coming into this on like a fairly good form. Even though Chiefs and drew their last game, they've been on average in good form. But look, again, I think I'm gonna put my head on the block here and say Chippa is gonna win and young player for score again. He's was scored 3 in 2 games now. That's
Samuel Julius. Yeah,
you know. So I'm gonna say you will watch it pop up again with a winner.
Right, heaping pressure on the young lad. We hope he'll come true. We hope he'll come true. I mean, thank you very much for your time, Nathan. We appreciate your expertise, and we'll speak to you again. Hopefully, your predictions will come true, and some people will earn money as a result.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it's actually going to be a use on going to bed. But hey, you know, I'll back myself and my insight. So let's see. You never know.
Rulani Mukwena.
is the mastermind of football. Sundowns will see more flames this season because their championship performance last year or last season was based on Rulani's tactics. Now, as you can see, it's evidence that Orlando Pirates, how he's playing, he has changed the structure of Orlando Pirates and he installed the confidence in Pirates team. I would say it's not even Mitchell at all, it's Rulani. Mitchell is the mentor, Rulani is the mastermind. It's like when you're watching Uzalo, Unotabashi, but you know mastermind. The person behind all the tricks, Rulani Galo. I was saying that Sundowns will lose more games, and then you're gonna see who was the real coach behind Sundowns' CAF Champions League champion season between Peter and Rulani, and I say it's gonna be Rulani Mokoena.
As always, we always have differing views, but I do get a sense that a lot of people think that Mamelodi Sundowns are worse off without the expertise of their former assistant coach Rulani Mokoena. There's quite a lot of partisan views, of course, as you would expect, a lot of people saying that there's no impact. But from a tactical point of view, from the way in which the team lines up and play, you can tell that there is a slight difference. And some of the Facebook messages, of course, echoing that sentiment. Let's take a look now at people's views, what people had to say about this, continuing from reading the Facebook messages. Definitely Nkululeko Nchanga saying, definitely you can see that in Pizzo's decision making, it shows you how confused he is sometimes, because he's the person who used to help him is no longer there. And then Sydney Davana says, people who hate Pizzo will say yes, but what I know is that when Sundowns won the league a few seasons ago, Rulani was in development. Pizzo took him and put him under his wing, and he learned a lot from Pizzo. That's why he's always jumped on Pizzo's back whenever Sundowns scored. Pizzo's haters will say anything to discredit him. When Sundowns win, it's Rulani or Manqoba. When Sundowns loses, it's Pizzo. That's how haters are. And I don't think that I completely agree with you in that Pizzo did well to give Rulani Mokoena an opportunity. But I don't necessarily agree that it's hate. I think there is warrant to the fact that Mamelodi Sundowns are not doing well. What is the impact of losing such a technically astute person? We've heard from Lebogang Mokoena and former players at Sundowns, and even Thamsanqa Kabuza has said on Sokala Duma that with the arrival of Rulani Mokoena at Pirates, he's done things that he's never done before in football to improve his football. And we saw him scoring 3 goals at the beginning of the season, becoming one of the top scorers. And then Pelelani Simelane says, I can't say his departure is the reason why Downs are struggling lately, but I do think his arrival is the reason why Pirates are showing improvement there. And I completely agree with that. And Ernest Malaza says, maybe Pizzo and Sundowns need to adjust not having Rulani around, because it's clear that he had an influence in the team. Having said that, I think that all teams do have a bad run, so they will bounce back, and definitely we can count on Sundowns bouncing back. Rulani and Tobolani Dlamini says, Rulani, Jose Mourinho, Mokoena, yes, he is, of course, and also the reason why Pirates are improving. So he agrees with the fact that Sundowns have lost an important person, an important member of their technical team, and Pirates have benefited as a result. And Joey Madaba says, yes, he was the mastermind behind the scenes. Imagine if Manqoba leaves too. And I suppose Peter Musimane would be the last person to imagine that scenario. All right, let's take a look now, as usual, at the National First Division fixtures. On Saturday, there are quite a few fixtures. In fact, almost all the teams are playing on Saturday, except for only 2 fixtures that are reserved for Sunday. Witbank Spurs are hosting Royal Eagles. Sakuma Samatibandera hosting Ubuntu Cape Town. Ubuntu FC Cape Town not doing well, being number 16 on the log. So it's important for them to now start picking up points if they are not to see the gap between them and the number 14 team widening. That's Sakuma Samatibandera hosting Ubuntu Cape Town FC. And then Cape Town All-Stars hosting Royal Kings FC. Highlands Park hosting Stellenbosch FC. Super Eagles will be traveling to Mthatha Bucks, and Mbombela traveling to Richards Bay FC. And then on Sunday, Ezenkosi Joma Cosmos are hosting Black Leopards. That should be a trailer of a game. And Amatax will be hosting Uthongathi. Taking a look now at the top 5. Highlands Park, followed by Stellenbosch FC, followed by University of Pretoria, followed by Mbombela, followed by Jomo Cosmos with 16 points, 16 points, 15 points, 15 points, and 14 points respectively after 9 games. And as I alluded to, Ubuntu FC Cape Town, the bottom team there after 9 games with 5 points only, a lousy 5 points, and Richards Bay hanging in there, getting a point here and there, 9 points from 9 games and 8 points. And then Super Eagles and Royal Eagles, it's quite ironic that both Eagles that are supposed to be flying high are occupying number 14 and number 13 respectively, both on 9 points after 9 games. That's the National First Division, that's how it looks like. Alright, that's the weekend special, proudly brought to you by Ventwook. Thank you very much for listening. We obviously are previewing the fixtures. Let's see how the matches fold out or pan out. Enjoy the weekend with your Ventwook and your Braai. Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate your attention.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.